And that very night, after most of the soldiers were sleeping, Christoph snuck in to the commandant's office and lay down on the floor behind the commandant's desk. And he waited and waited until 7 o'clock in the morning, when he knew the commandant would enter his office. And sure enough, at 7 o'clock, the commandant entered the office. The commandant walked in. Christoph jumped up from behind the desk with a knife in his hand, and he killed the commandant. Because Christoph knew that he was the senior officer in the camp, and if the commandant was killed, he would automatically be selected as the new commandant until orders came from Moscow to determine who the new commandant would be. He knew it would take months and months for the orders to come. Sometimes the wagons could take 3 months just to arrive in Moscow, and another 3 months to return to Siberia. That means that he had 6 months to control the camp, to command the camp, and to do what he desired with Itzkal. And sure enough, the new commandant, Christoph, took control, and he didn't waste any time. He immediately ordered Itzkal to be thrown into jail for sabotaging the Russian army war effort. Itzkal was thrown into a dungeon of a jail cell. It was freezing cold. There were rats and cockroaches. There was nothing to eat. But the Jewish soldiers took care of Itzkal as well as they could. Whenever possible, they snuck over to the jail, and they handed Itzkal things through the windows, between the bars. And Itzkal managed to survive, even though he was losing weight very quickly, and he was losing strength. The soldiers went on without Itzkal, but of course things became much, much more difficult for them. Christoph didn't allow them to go deep into the forest, and they had to once again work on the Heilige Day of Shabbos Kodesh. Until one day, they heard a loud noise coming from the forest in the distance. It was a noise like they had never heard before. And the noise got louder and came closer and closer. And the soldiers watched. They looked towards the forest. They couldn't see anything, but they heard the noise as the noise got closer and closer. And for days and weeks, the sounds continued until finally one day they could see the workers emerging from the forest and coming close to the camp. They were laying down huge chunks of wood on the floor and pounding huge nails into the pieces of wood to attach them to the ground. And that was the noise they were hearing, was the giant hammers hitting the huge nails. Again and again, the workers pounded at the nails. Then, after many of these huge chunks of wood were attached firmly to the ground, they would go to the wagons and take off these long pieces of metal. And the soldiers in the army camp watched as the workers lifted these heavy pieces of metal and placed them down on top of the wooden rails. They couldn't understand what was happening. What are they doing? They wondered. Finally, the wooden rails continued to move closer and closer to the camp, until finally, the very last rails were placed right in the center of the camp. The soldiers couldn't understand what was happening, but the workers packed up their equipment onto the wagons, and off they went, leaving behind this really, really strange set of metal rails on top of big chunks of wood, and they couldn't understand. They went about their work, and after several weeks, they forgot about the strange rails, until one day, it was late at night, and most of the soldiers were sleeping. Even in the jail, Itzkal managed to fall asleep. With the rats crawling all around him, and with the freezing, freezing cold weather, he was huddled under his thin blanket. And all the soldiers heard a noise that terrified them. It was something that was louder and greater and more powerful than they had ever heard before. And it got closer and closer, and the soldiers cried out with terror as they heard the noise approach. The soldiers left their rooms and they ran out into the field close to the forest. and they saw a huge metal monster hurtling towards them through the night with big lanterns attached to the front for light. The men retreated back to their rooms and hid behind the walls. They thought they were under attack. They had no idea what was happening. All of a sudden, the huge metal monster stopped, and the noise finally came to a halt. Many soldiers started jumping out of the train, because of course that's what it was. It was a train, but these soldiers had never seen a train before because it was newly invented. They watched as the soldiers piled out of the train. Now, it would be much easier for the army to send new trains, to send more equipment, to send new soldiers to the army base. Instead of months and months, it could only take a couple of weeks for messages, for mail, for supplies, for fresh soldiers to arrive. Everything had changed overnight.